South Africans go to the polls tomorrow, and the ruling African National Congress is facing its first real challenge since 1994 from former ANC members who say the party has failed to live up to its promises. Those casting ballots will include some who were toddlers when South Africans won black rule. They have only ever known a free South Africa. And as NPR Charlene Hunter-Galt reports, they don't necessarily share the majority's loyalty to the ANC.
It's late afternoon, and many of the students at the University of the Witwatersrand are lounging around the colonnaded campus, its leafy trees turning brown as the country's winter approaches. But the sun is out and the music is up. On the minds of many is tomorrow's vote, which pits the ruling African National Congress against opposition parties who say the ANC has lost its way. Among the ANC's challengers is the Congress of the People, or COPE, a new party that's expected to make inroads among this year's new voters, known colloquially as the Born Frees.
I'm ecstatic. I can't wait to vote.
Meet Mahmoud Daoud Omar, a South African Indian known as Gupi to his friends. The pre-law student just turned 18. He says he's going to vote for COPE because he doesn't think the ANC has delivered, and also he doesn't think the ANC has the talent to deal with the global economic crisis with its candidate Jacob Zuma as the country's president.
I don't think they can do that. Not in a million years. Even given all of the resources, they won't be able to do it.
Jacob Zuma was tried for raping an HIV-positive woman in 2005. Though acquitted, he was widely lampooned for testifying he took a shower to protect himself from contracting the AIDS virus. And the case clearly lingers in some minds, including 18-year-old Ishmael Esup, a freshman pharmacy major.
I don't think he'd be a good president because he thinks that if you take a bath, you won't have AIDS anymore. I think that's ridiculous. How can a man like that run our country?
So Ishmael, also Indian, is going to vote for the predominantly white Democratic Alliance, South Africa's official opposition party, which has made strides towards being more racially inclusive. Leandra Heslop is 21 and would be classified as colored, a minority that also was discriminated against under apartheid, but was allowed more privileges than were blacks. She's voting for the first time, but not for the ANC.
They did what they did back in the day, but a party is fighting amongst themselves. How can they fight for the people if there's still politics going on within the party?
An 18-year-old Ipindue Kotani, who is black and is majoring in civil engineering, says she admires Nelson Mandela, but she says she'll probably vote for COPE.
It's got nothing to do with Mandela. Like, I'm just moving away from the fact that they are pioneers. I'm headed towards what the future has to hold for me.
But this group of more than a dozen card-playing black students are all for
Jacob Zuma.
ANC.
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 Undecided.
ANC.
Food on the table, ANC.
Tokoza Ntombeni speaks for the group and talks about the simple fact that they, black students, are students at WITS.
We are here because of the ANC. We have rights and human rights that any other country doesn't have. And obviously, man, ANC all the way, so yes.
And since so many young people told us they were voting for the future, I asked Tokoza, a political science major, how he saw his future.
Going to graduate and work for the ANC.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Johannesburg.